חברים יקרים, בני ברוך.
Beloved friends, Bnei Baruch, PD8 received the privilege to represent the entire world Kli on this special morning of the day of Shabbat, on the holy day of Passover. We are the ten on duty, and indeed, we're very excited, and we want to give all our power to the entire world Kli. This Shabbat is the Shabbat before the second holiday, very internal Shabbat. We're asking of the entire Kli now in the morning lesson. After the topic we chose is depicting complete faith. We would like us to enter into this Shabbat with a very, very big deficiency for faith, that this is truly the gate to the quality of bestowal, to reaching the Creator. And so now we will really enter with a prayer, with a thought about how do we depict complete faith. And out of that, we will eventually come out at the end of the lesson to faith above reason. And now we have a special excerpt, and I will pass it on to a friend to read.
Rav Ash tells us, when a person believes that there is a landlord and that there is no capital without a leader, and when he fully recognizes that there is a landlord, he feels the pressure. It is as though a person is in a sealed house where there is no air. He feels the pressure and does all that he can to the point of giving his life in order to get air. Since he says, if I get no air, I'll die anyhow. Again, when one believes that there is a landlord, that there is no capital without a leader, and when he fully recognizes that there is a landlord, he feels the pressure. It is as though a person is in a sealed house where there is no air. He feels the pressure and does all that he can to the point of giving his life in order to get air. As he says, if I get no air, I'll die anyhow.
We heard now how what we should do in order to achieve complete faith. And now we have an opportunity for the lesson to prepare ourselves really well in order to enter the lesson together. Now we will hear an excerpt about how do we truly enter complete faith.
In order to come to feel the need for faith, a person must first imagine what benefits he can derive through faith, and what he loses when he has only partial faith. First, he must depict to himself the purpose of creation, meaning for what purpose the Creator created creation. Then, he must believe in the sages who said that the purpose of creation is to look good to his creations.
Again,
in order to come to feel the need for faith, a person must first imagine what benefits he can derive through faith, and what he loses when he has only partial faith. First, he must depict to himself the purpose of creation, meaning for what purpose the Creator created creation. Then he must believe in the sages who said that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations.
So you see, friends, it's very simple. We read it now, that in order to reach the need for faith, one has to depict this state. So now let's have an active workshop. Let's do an active workshop together, all the tens, and let's build together a depiction of complete faith. All the tens now, please. Let's build together a depiction of complete faith.
Let's build together a depiction of complete faith. We're given the advice to remember, why did the Creator create all of this? What's the purpose of it? We need to believe. We need to believe that the Creator wants to benefit us. To benefit us meaning for us to feel the best. And in order to do that, we have to be in complete faith, in equivalence of form.
All of the principles that we study, we can't see them within reason. We have to really give ourselves to our teachers and try to be meticulous all the way with every detail they give us. And in this way, we will succeed in everything for sure. The more we adhere to our teachers, the more guaranteed is our success.
The writings of the Kabbalists are filled with explanations and such beautiful depictions of showing how the Creator loves the created beings, and the way to attain it, at least now, is to be incorporated in the lesson with the friends, to feel that we're all one heart, one feeling, we all love each other, just like the Creator loves His creatures. And the more we approach this state, we will build the correct form of faith, as the Kabbalists describe it.
Yes, and exactly, precisely for this, we have gathered. For me, complete faith is the result of love of friends, of an effort in love of friends. I don't know what it means to find faith without that. And so, this is why we're here now, in order to channel, to extract all the way our efforts so that the Creator's umbrella will be able to cover us in such a way that we will be able to reach this faith.
As
it's written, the excerpt, one of the nicest exercises we can do to reach it is to depict for oneself what are the benefits, what are the gains, what are the losses. If each one of us is engaged in that, if he's truly trying to reach the greatness of the Creator, which means to attain faith, what does he benefit? He gains the whole world, he does good to the world like the Creator, he becomes good and benevolent, who does good, and if he's not, he loses himself. And it also influences everyone. So, we start first by depicting this picture, and then we work on the greatness of the Creator, not what we know through the environment.
The way we study from Rabash and Bala Sulam and our Rav, complete faith is when a person, every moment, whatever comes to him, whatever he sees, whatever there is, it all comes from there is none else besides him. He ascribes everything to there is none else besides him, good and does good. He is adhered to him with devotion. And he lives as one man in one heart with the friends. And he believes that everything that he has arranged for him and orchestrates for him, the group, the ten, the world, it is all only in order to bring him closer to him and make him adhere to him.
Let's enter such a feeling The let's have such a feeling with the faith that the Creator is doing good. He wants to take us all to the purpose of creation, and let us learn with this intention that the friends gather together to attain the degree of faith, to feel how they can strengthen us.
Yes, and a depiction, a beautiful depiction of complete faith is what Baruch Sulam tells us, that if 600,000 people worry about you, you don't need to worry about yourself. And I think we can see it. And if each one, if for you it's the most important, it will be good for the other. And if for the other it's the most important, it will be good for you. This is the depiction of heaven, the depiction of what we want. This equals complete faith.
Our
whole work is founded on connection and efforts and intention, and the more we want to aim everything to be.
He does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart. He does not want to understand with his reason that we should serve the Creator in a state of knowing. Rather, he wants to serve the Creator specifically with faith above reason. This is why a prayer is called work in the heart.
Okay, friends, we almost through with the preparation for the lesson. Suddenly it came to my mind, let's have a small exercise. Simply disconnect our intellect and open our heart and bring in what's left. The question we're going to hear right now. For a silent workshop.
Silent workshop. Let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there. Again, let's enter a connection in one heart and feel the Creator there.